Welcome in to No Punts Allowed. Look, the national championship just ended, what, 2 hours ago?
Was it two hours ago? I don't even think it was that long ago.
I don't know. But we got problems here because down in hospitality, the guy gave me two beers, but he opened both of the beers. Is this the first time we've ever done a pod where I'm not pouring a glass of wine or opening a beer?
No, I think there was one other time you did that sound because I remember being impressed with the sound. But that might have been because you were doing a bottle of wine. But I feel like we've always done like the pop off of the top or something.
Okay. Well, there is alcohol. It looks like I'm in... Does it look like I'm being held captive somewhere?
So that's like sort of how I did a live show the other day and from this hotel room, and my beds, I hadn't slept here yet because I arrived and then had my show. So I was able to have like the beds in the background and not be weird. I was like, well, now I've slept in them and I haven't had housekeeping come clean and make my bed. So now you get the back. I think we both have the same background. I'm also sitting in the comfy chair. Are you sitting in the desk chair or the comfy one?
I'm in the desk chair.
Oh, and I'm in the comfy chair.
My window is so frozen. It's cold. It feels pretty good.
It's actually freezing in my room, but it's been like warm in my room abnormally. Anyway, we're getting very off track, which we can circle back to this random shit.
These episodes are always my favorite, though. But so we just got back.
We literally just got to the
hotel. Congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations, first and foremost, to us.
Yes.
Because we fucking knew. We fucking knew that Ohio State was going to win. We fucking knew that Ohio State was going to cover barely.
We're sweating that last field goal, you guys.
Yeah. That was probably not the best Prescott. Oh, my God.
Press etiquette.
Press box etiquette.
We were subtle about it, but you and I were both like, oh, my God.
Yes,
Ohio State national champions. We did know, but also, like, I mean, I feel like one of us jumped off the bandwagon after Michigan.
Are you saying me? Did I really? Well, I wasn't. I mean, how could you feel
critical.
Good?
You were worried. You're like, should we panic? Okay, let me find the Slack message. Hold on, I'm gonna find it. Because,
well, while you do that, it's funny, right? On Twitter, after the game, we're on the field, you know, playing around the confetti, and I took a picture and I just wrote, imagine showing someone this image 1 hour after Ohio State lost to Michigan. It's a picture of the stadium. Go follow me on Twitter at KTX. And it's a picture of Ryan Day in the Jumbotron smiling year to year, as he should. Yeah. Congrats to Ryan Day as well. And, you know, people are like pissed off about this. Writers are like, oh, you ruined rivalry week. We're gonna do this shit till we're blue in the face. I'm so tired of opinions.
Also, the people today saying there wasn't buzz were just mad they weren't at the game because there was lots of buzz. All right,
yeah, I'm gonna talk about Joel Klatt a little bit too. I'm gonna talk about Joel Klatt, but we're gonna make this happy because the season just ended. It's 1 a.m. I still have to write. That was a weird football game. Really, really weird football game. Did you find it yet? Because I'm trying to do the show here, and it feels like you're not participating.
No, I'm participating. No, I'm going to say it was a weird game, but it was also the game I feel like we sort of predicted in the sense that, I mean, it was very Ohio State of them to, like, kind of almost let them come back, but not really. Like, it was very fake. But that was also, like, a testament to Notre Dame. Like, I will say, I looked at you when they scored their last touchdown, and I was like, you know what? I thought they were going to roll over and die because that was the vibe. Starting the third quarter, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. But I props to Riley Leonard. Good Lord. He put his body on the line with barfing. Hopefully he's fine now, but geez.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny now that you mention it. That opening drive from Notre Dame was 18 plays. It was like 10 minutes, 18 plays, touchdown.
It was the longest scoring play in BCS or FBS national championship history, which is wild.
So, that doesn't resonate with the rest of the game. But then, you're right. Could you imagine if Ohio State blew that lead?
There were vibes. There were like a little bit of vibes.
So, to take everyone in behind the curtain a little bit, right? So, we've talked about this, but at these games, Page, myself, and David Kenyon, who's writes for Bleacher Report, does a really good job. Go read all of our stuff. I don't want a blowout. But when you get a blowout, it's an easy night as a writer. It's an easier night. Because, we've had multiple games this year where we're talking 10 minutes after a game trying to figure out, like, what the fuck do we do, right? Like, Ohio State-Michigan's a great example. Like we didn't know what the hell we were doing. And then it was a fight, and then we had to wait for that. This story we started writing in the middle of the second quarter. We started planning in the middle of the second quarter. By halftime, we were cruising, all of us. We had a good meeting. Like, we're then you see this shit, and then you stop for a minute. You're like, oh God, are they going to do this? And then Marcus Freeman does some really weird shit.
Yeah, when you were all aggressive all game long, and then decided not to go for that, that felt weird. That felt like we'll playing a little bit too. Or coaching a little bit, not scared, because I don't want to say that. I actually really respect him and think he's a good dude. But I found my message.
He
that
fucked
I sent
that
to
game
you.
Up, though. What? Okay, what does it say?
It says.
No, go ahead. What is
it? It literally says, hear me out. After watching footage of that fight and hearing some of the OSU players, this could bring that team together the way it needs to, or it's over, LOL. But like the way you avenge this loss and shut people up is winning it all. And those players are mad. That was my take.
Well done. It's good to keep the receipts.
Also, it was your son's birthday that day, so happy birthday, Jack, that day.
Hey,
what's up, Jack? Sorry, had Jack's B-Day cake, LOL. This is behind the scenes of what we do. But that was after the Michigan loss.
This is just a big old
director's cut. And I said that after seeing some of that footage, I was like, I honestly believe that these guys are going to rally. And they talked all week. So since we've talked to you guys, we obviously went to Media Day and listening to Ryan Day talk, I spent most of my time listening to Ryan Day and Marcus Freeman. But listening to Ryan Day talk about that meeting that they had, and even Will Howard talked about it, and Chip Kelly talked about it, and it definitely was like a pivotal point for all them, because they basically were like, it was a truth-telling moment where they all kind of like laid it out on the line. And I think to like, you know, I know the story, the headlines, including ours, are going to say, you know, $20 million, and people are going to say the story is, pay $20 million in NIL and you can win a national championship. But I think in this age of a 12-team playoff where, yes, you are going to get guys that come in and want to be a part of this, it does take a little bit for it to gel and for it to be – it has to be the right group. You can't just pay $20 million for the best teams and they win. Otherwise, I mean – and that goes for any sport, really.
Yeah.
You could have the highest payroll, but there's seasons you aren't going to win. And I think we're not going to see, you know, undefeated teams, even though we just didn't see one a year ago, you know. But we're not going to see Alabama be undefeated every single year, or an Ohio State team be undefeated every single year and win. That's just not how this is going to go. But I will give credit to this staff and these players for figuring it out, because you could be really, really talented, and we saw it. You could be really, really talented and still lose to your rival any given day.
You know, there could be a lot of really interesting takeaways. The thing I'm writing about and will file about is like the blueprint to build championship. And you're right, money is going to be the biggest takeaway. But actually, one of the things that's kind of fun putting this together is, like, patience. Like, Ryan Day, I said it to you during the game, and I'll say it again. I think symbolically it's kind of beautiful that Jim Harbaugh and Ryan Day won back-to-back national championships, because both – Jim Harbaugh was at Michigan for 9 fucking years. 9 years. Pandemic, all weird, right? Shortened seasons, whatever. It took him 9 years to win a national championship. Like – he almost got fired. He got they cut his pay. So in all this, there's a real weird point, like an inflection point, where money and resources and staff upgrades and facility upgrades and NIL, you have to at least accept that it's going to take time. To your point, it's going to take some luck.
Yeah.
It's going to take failure to find success. Georgia had it, by the way, as well, with Kirby Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia, Kirby Smart was like, oh, never going to win the big game, right?
Never going to beat Saban, never going to win the big game, did
it? Yeah. I think part of this is you have to just accept that you're going to lose, which we can't do.
Not to spin this into something where, because like I talked about Sark who got a big extension, and is staying at Texas, even though he's rumored to be going possibly to, well, just being considered for NFL jobs.
Yes.
I think that he's going to have a team next year that is so talented, and he's going to be in the situation where if he does not win, so he's lost back-to-back semifinals, if he does not win this next year, he is going to be in that. It's going to start for him. That conversation is going to happen. He had a rough start to his time there and figured it out and corrected it. But again, if he doesn't come home with the championship, then the conversation is going to start. I think the other person that it's definitely on a different level because it's not Texas or Ohio State or Michigan. But on some level, I think that Lane Kiffin is kind of going to be in that boat where, like,
yes,
he's already proven that he can win a big game, which was super exciting. But I think this next year, again, it's going to be moving to, you know, the next step. And I think Ole Miss is a school that's going to be patient because they literally have no choice. Like, who else are you going to get? It's Ole Miss, exactly. So I think fans will be more patient with him in terms of, like, how long it takes to potentially get a national championship or even just be in the playoff. Like, I think next year's goal is to just be in the playoff, win a playoff game.
I want to talk about Ryan Day and Ohio State. Let's talk about this game, too. So Notre Dame drives down the field. Beautiful drive. One of the best drives of the season. It was like Army drive. And Riley Leonard, who I promise I will not mix up Riley Leonard and Will Howard anymore. In my brain, though, it's
fair,
so fucking hard.
Such similar vibes. They're vibes.
They are.
They're like
these
literally similar. Obviously,
goofy looking
story of them being roommates at the Peyton Passing Academy. By the way, behind the curtain, which was funny because we're sitting in front of a curtain.
We're sitting in front of curtains.
But Kramer wrote a story like two weeks ago.
Yes.
And he was writing it on Notre Dame, and he put Will Howard instead of Riley Leonard in it. And I was like, buddy, what are we doing? He's like, I feel really good. The best is that he said, I feel really good about this one.
I like the story other than I
it was good. It just, happens.
Well, also a little Will Howard note. We were on the field before the game, and that's a big dude. I think that's a dude. Not that this is a scouting, you know, guys, this is not a draft podcast, but that is a dude. Like, watching him throw and watching him play, I'm like, yep, that I will not shock
me. We were like,
if
you put together the perfect quarterback in terms of like physical attributes, like he kind of fits the bill.
So, all right. So Notre Dame scores. Ohio State needs a really good drive to get Jeremiah Smith involved immediately, which was good. I thought Chip Kelly called a really, really good game.
He used everybody. That was my favorite part, is that he used everybody. They didn't just – well, and I think they had to do that because Notre Dame's defense did not play the best that they've played, but they are a very good defense. And so he did have to be creative. It wasn't like, okay, we can just go to our receivers or just stick with the run game. I also will say props to Notre Dame for getting Riley Leonard involved in the run game. I did keys for that. For Notre Dame to win, and that was one of them, is like include him in that because that's the only way you kind of get through.
Well, it's hard to, because rushing yards, when you look statistically in college football, is misleading because they count sacks against the quarterback. So Riley Leonard, 17 carries for 40 yards, is not a fair assessment because he got sacked a couple of times really bad. Ohio State was on him. That was another really interesting feat. By the way, Ohio State running backs, 214 yards on 41 carries. 70 of those came on the Judkins run, which he had a tremendous game. I was, you know, it'll be interesting to see what he does, by the way, if they pay him a small fortune to come back. It's still possible.
They're losing
really
a lot, which is going to be interesting to see what happens. I mean, they're going to load up again. It's not that big of a deal.
No, they're going to be good. So, all right. So, I don't know. There were so many oddities in this game. Ohio State went into chicken shit mode in the second half.
Yeah, defensively, it was kind of confusing.
The offense, I mean, Will Howard had 5 passing yards up until that last Jeremiah Smith
catch. They played it
safe. Granted, they got the ball. Judkins ran it. You know, they could have put it away. They get a field goal. And then yeah, Freeman, it's just strange. They made some good plays. You know, they forced some turnovers, which were big. I thought Freeman, I mean, again, the decision to kick the field goal when you were down two scores and you were going to still be down two scores. That
was weird.
I'm trying to figure out what I'm missing there. I don't know. So the whole fucking thing, it's just kind of a strange football game. It was really close. Fucking Notre Dame was going to cover.
Oh, God.
They were losing by 1,000.
I know. I will also say just something very kind of poetic about the season would be that these two coaches were probably lost games that they were heavily criticized for. And it essentially meant that their season was over. Like, I mean, when Notre Dame lost in week 2 to NIU, it was like, they're not making the playoff. They don't play in a championship game. They're not. There's no way they're making the expanded playoff with that loss. By the way, moral of the story, lose early.
You're gonna late breaking.
Also, I need to find the tweet. Next year, week 1.
Oh, it's a banger.
Absolute banger of a.
Yeah, it's a banger.
A weekend.
I've got some breaking news from the national championship game that we left. So a woman was driving. Everybody's fine. Okay. I want to make sure this is funny. Okay. But it is wild.
Oh, the
some
golf cart?
Woman who was driving the golf cart and crashed into the wall with Ryan Day and Will Howard.
Oh.
Did you see the video?
My God. Yes.
Okay. Now, because they won, this is very funny.
But if they lost,
you can.
It gives Urban Meyer sitting eating pizza on a golf cart.
Golf carts are just not kind to the Buckeyes.
Okay. Yeah. Just stay away from golf carts.
Yeah.
So 2025 season openers: Texas at Ohio State, Notre Dame at Miami, LSU at Clemson, Iowa State versus Kansas State is the Ireland game, Alabama FSU, Syracuse versus Tennessee in Atlanta, TCU UNC. Auburn at Baylor, Utah at UCLA, and South Carolina at Virginia Tech. Or it's versus Virginia Tech, and it's also in Atlanta. Bring the heat. Bring the heat. Buddy, question for you. So I'm looking at odds for national championship for next year.
Yes.
Have you seen them?
I saw something that Ohio State was favored.
They are.
That's all I saw.
Okay, but where do you think? So you and I talked a lot about Texas.
All right. I'll play your game. A reverse.
How
odds game?
Many
I'm
teams
in.
Do you think? Leave Ohio State out. Where do you think?
Yes,
Texas
which
falls?
I, by the way, think is crazy because that roster they're going to lose. They may break the record for most kids drafted.
There's
like I know they're really
so
good.
So much money. So many monies. That's what I was going to say.
Well, so does everybody. All right.
That's even
so Ohio State's the favorite. I would have to assume that Texas is next.
Nope.
I really like this.
No. There are two teams above Texas.
Oh, man.
One of them you'll easily get. The other one I think you'll be
Georgia?
Yes.
Not Penn State.
Nope. Same conference.
Penn State's got to be close. Ball.
Same conference as Penn State.
Big Ten. Oh, Oregon.
Yes. So it goes.
Which fucked me
Ohio
up, by
State,
the way. When
Georgia,
you said the same
Oregon,
conference.
Texas, Penn State, Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, etc.
Yeah, I got to see what happens with Ohio State. We were, and it's kind of funny. Pre-game, we got to watch Julian Sand, who was committed to Alabama. Nick Saban left. He came. He was a 5-star kid. Looked really good at all the camps. That young man needs to get some weight on it. In this, Will Howard looked like it is Will Howard, not Riley Leonard. Will Howard looks like his dad.
Wait, this girl has to be low key crushed. Sorry, I just saw that video again.
Oh, the golf cart one.
Yeah. Okay, go on. Sorry.
Yeah.
I just ruined your train of thought.
Ohio State's gonna return Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate. And I don't know, Judkins, I'd be surprised if he stayed, but they'll probably offer him a ton of money to stay. That would be kind of fun. I mean, Howard was good for them. They don't deserve the Bama treatment yet, Paige. I'm not, I love it, but like, no. By the way, I've hit two national championship champions
okay,
in August,
okay.
2 years in a row. Okay. Now, both of them are kind of chalky. Michigan and Ohio State. But I've had two Natty winners in a row. We're trying to make it a hat trick.
So who are you going to pick, Texas?
I don't know yet. Probably. That's going to be trendy as fuck, though, with ours.
It is.
All right.
I'm not going to take Texas. Maybe I'll go. Great question.
I
like how I just asked that question. And I'm like, great question. I'll take Oregon. I'll go with Oregon.
I want to talk too about other things from the national championship and media day. Really liked hearing from Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly,
football guy.
Not what I was expecting, because I've heard people say he can be a little crotchety, seemed very comfortable, had some of the best energy there, just seemed like an easy person to talk to.
We saw him pregame tonight, and like we went down on the field pretty early. He's one of the the first coaches out there, and he was making his rounds. Like, we were slowly walking our way like around the entire field. He had made his way like two different places. By the time we made it halfway around the field, he was moving, talking to people, socializing. He seemed really relaxed, chill. I'm wondering what his situation will be next year. Do you think he's still with Ohio State?
Yeah, I think so. It's, you know, so
run it back.
Because he and Day are, they've been together. They like. Day, you know, was his quarterback at New Hampshire. I mean, there's a really cool bond there, and you could tell it's real. And neither of these guys. So here's the other thing. Here's an interesting point on that. Ryan Day next year is going to coach as free and easy as he wants.
Do what he wants.
And I forget who said this today, but like the best thing for them to win another champ, like he's got currency now to chill. It's like what happened with Dabo. Like, Dabo won, and Dabo now can kind of, you know, unless he really fucking Dabo's the thing, hang out Clemson's. But like, now Day is, I think he's going to coach so much better, because the one thing, I mean, he looked tight tonight. Thought he coached kind of tight tonight, honestly. I don't think he had his best game.
Yeah.
I thought in the second half they really pulled their – and I want to rant for a second. Coaches, Will Howard was snapping the ball with 15 seconds on the clock with less than 3 minutes remaining. Coaches, we can avoid this. We can do better. And I want to rant about something else. Should we rant about Joel Klatt real quick?
You may rant about Joel Klatt.
Now, I like Joel Klatt.
I think he's good too. It was more just the constant tweets, especially from people who don't cover college football. Like, Joel Klatt doesn't count. But there were other people that like don't really cover it that were like tweeting about like, oh, it doesn't really have buzz and like the NFL. I'm like, okay. This is probably one of the more like excited. People were more excited for this national championship than they have been in a while, because the last couple of ones they thought were going to be blowouts, and they were. Not that this wasn't a blowout, but at least we thought there was going to be at least a closer matchup.
You know what my friends tell me? People I know, they think that a lot of the media actually fucking hate college football because of how we talk about it sometimes. Right?
Yes, it annoys me.
We bitch. Now, there are things that annoy me.
Well,
okay, I am a hypocrite for saying
today's a sacred day.
Today is a sacred day, and the games are largely sacred. The things that piss me off about college football, like, today's not the day. So this is Joel Klatt.
Yes.
This is during right before
the game started.
Okay, here's his tweet. This is supposed to be the pinnacle of our sport. Fucking reading is tough, dude. It's been late. The destination for every player, coach, and fan, yet somebody decided that playing the national championship on a Monday night deep into the NFL playoffs was a good idea. The mismanagement of CFB has been egregious. 1.7 million views, 30,000 likes.
Because people, so, okay, that's the thing about, so, okay, I'll give your
no,
take.
And I will. Because I'm gonna process what I want my take to be.
Okay, so here's my take. I think that we need to stop doing this, but college football fans at their core, no matter what team they root for, we know this because we do a very successful reaction show to rankings that don't even matter.
Yes.
Every Sunday. Thank you for watching though, guys.
Seriously.
People love to just be mad online. They love to be mad. College football fans love to be mad. They love to yell about the things. They like to get their point across about things. And if they're an Ohio State or Notre Dame fan, they probably didn't care. They probably didn't have this take. Notice how this was all the fans that were, or all the teams and their fan bases that were not in the national championship that were worrying about this. Also, it's not like there was an NFL game today. Like, I understand, oh, so we're just, like, not supposed to, in the middle of their playoffs. Like, it was happening before this year. We were still getting NFL playoffs during the college football season.
Let's play college football in the spring since we're so scared of the NFL.
Yeah, right?
Like, there's an NFL season going on. What the fuck? You know? All right. You want to move the game to a Saturday? I'll support that. I'm team Saturday. Fine. The NFL playoffs get in the way. Look, the college football calendar, they're going to work on it. Week zero is going to become week one. They're going to start the season sooner. They're going to have more games. They're going to shorten the season somehow. They're going to trim some fat, so to speak. I get it. All on board. Yeah, what did the NFL playoffs have to do with this?
Literally nothing.
Are we so excited about Josh Allen that we're not going to watch college football? Like, wow.
If you don't like football multiple days of the week, then you don't like football. Okay, sounds like you don't like ball.
Who the fuck was gonna? What are you gonna watch tonight? It's fucking 0 degrees out where I normally am.
It was very cold there tonight, outside of the stadium.
It was cold.
I'm not gonna lie to you guys.
The wind was bad. Mismanagement. Like, the sport is a mess.
Yeah.
But it also allows him to do what he does. So this is the part that really pisses me off. Everyone bitches about the mismanagement. Oh, you don't want to bitch about mismanagement? Fox puts the best fucking games on at 11 a.m. And that fucking sucks, Joel. I don't hear you bitching about that every fucking day watching this game before lunch. And you're doing fucking, you know, commercial, kickoff commercial. You want to talk about ruining college football? Fox is ruining college football. Commercial, kickoff, commercial. That's ruining college football. But we're going to complain about watching a game on a Monday night.
Yeah.
No. We have to get up and watch. I'm a Big Ten guy. I like the 11 a.m. game.
It's 9 a.m. for me. I love waking up, I get my coffee, and I watch
football. But like, let's put all the best games on early in the morning. That's ruining college football way more than a Monday night national championship, Joel.
Well, the best part about this was people were like, it's probably going to get 20 million viewers, but there's no buzz around this game. So don't let that be the stat you use. Okay. Look, I'm not one to be like, oh, let's do the viewership thing. But you don't get to be like, oh, statistically speaking, it's going to show the opposite of my take. But don't listen to that. What I feel is correct. So dumb. We love this sport so much. It's so stupid. It's exhausting. It's stressful. I'm also like, if we're going to talk about the things that, like, are ruining the sport, it's the fact that, like, the schedule that we have to keep up with now, this year was very hard. Like,
it was
early national signing day during championship week, portal shit during the college football playoff, the new playoff format. Like, this shit was nuts. So, yeah, give us a take a beat. We just had this big change. Just take a beat.
It was interesting you say that. And I know we're just all over the place, but that's why these shows are fun. Number of people I talked to this week who do this for a living, who are, I don't want to say questioning what they do. I don't know if it's that far. It is for some. I know it is for some.
Yeah.
I know quite literally people that are making, because it was that intense. And the business, the economics, the NIL, the roster movement, I think has made it. I know a lot of people are struggling with that.
Yep.
to cover it, to keep up. They're like, hey, whatever, get money.
Yeah.
But I need a break.
Covering it as a national outlet is very difficult. If you were covering one team locally, it does make it a little bit easier to manage. But it is a lot. It is a lot. We are literally doing a live show in 2 days on, like, the top rosters of next year. And full disclosure, that's certainly going to shift by the time the year starts because there's another portal window. And we also don't know what's happening with Ohio State. And I don't know that we'll get that information by Wednesday. Maybe we will. I think they'll celebrate this a little longer. By the way, we walked out on the field, smelled cigars. It was awesome. Saw the pictures of them in the locker room smoking cigars. But yeah, overall, I think, I mean, we're also not complaining. You will not find either of us complaining because this, we chose to do this. We like to do this. It's exhausting. It is hard, but it's also so rewarding. And watching even the game, I kept saying this to you when we were on the field. I'm like, this never gets old. This part never gets old. Like walking into a huge stadium and on the field and seeing these guys that you've watched all year long play in person for like the biggest game of their life. Is something special. Like, it was funny because we also were talking to other media members, and it's like you kind of get super anxious on this day because it takes forever to get to the actual game. Yeah. And it kicked off at 7:30 local, but we got there like, I want to say we got there like 4 o'clock, right? 4:15 maybe.
Yeah.
And because you have to get to the media bus. There's always traffic and these things. But we went down on the field, and like I could feel myself getting like anxious for them. And just getting, like, the jitters in general, I'm like, this must be, like, mentally, this must be, one, awesome, but, like, to keep yourself even keel to play a game would be so hard. Because, obviously, you dream of it as a kid, but, like, it is, that moment is big, and it feels big.
One of my favorite things, yes, being on the field, I don't know, an hour and a half before the game. And you're just kind of taking inventory of, like, nerves. You're taking inventory. It's just not an opportunity. We get it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And the scene itself. No, like, I love that. Like, that scene, I will never forget it. Like, multiple championships. And so when I look back, like, on this year, right? I mean, Florida State, Georgia Tech is where our season began. Week zero. I was at a pool party, right, in our neighborhood with friends, like, watching on somebody's TV. That feels like it was a lifetime ago. It was a lifetime ago.
We were watching highlights of the first round games in the quarterfinals. We were like, that seems like it was ages ago.
But it was an awesome year. I mean, the playoffs got its quirks, and they need to fix some of it. I don't know if they'll do it next year. Fine. It did not diminish the regular season. It enhanced it. Now, you could argue Ohio State lost to Michigan. That game should have mattered. It fucking mattered, man. Like, yeah, Ohio State overcame it.
They won a national championship, but that's still going to be a thing that's talked about. Don't you worry.
You know, 100%. Like, does that game need to be the death of a national championship? I don't know. Maybe it does to some. I understand the point. But to me, the entertainment that ensued was great.
No, in what other sport are you looking at a team that's undefeated? That happens all the time. Like, that shouldn't be it. You should be able to lose. That was the bullshit about the 14 playoff. It was like, okay, you lose one game, and it, like, that could determine. You could lose that one game early in the year. Like Notre Dame. Well, like, Notre Dame deserved to be here.
We had that stretch of games. There was, like, 4 to 6 weeks of games. Weeks. And the games, it was just boom, boom, like one after the next, right? Bangers. And
Alabama, Georgia, some of the Boise State late night games.
Like, look at Arizona State. Sensitive subject, I know. But like, what a story. What a season. I mean, look at Indiana.
Yeah, happy for Indiana.
Yeah.
Like, let's get a different team out of the Big 12 next year. I'm not saying it's going to be mine, but I'm happy to have another team from the Big 12. I don't think it's happening, but I would.
What,
take
in
it.
The NFC Championship when he's coaching the Dallas Cowboys?
Oh,
I don't know if it's going to happen. No, I look at this. I'll look back at this season in a loving way.
Yes, the first 12-team playoff
a lot gonna be of pivotal. Positives.
Well, and I do remember, I mean, obviously remember when the playoffs started. Like, I remember that first year of it and just being so excited about it. And now, like, yes. Thinking about what this will become is really exciting, but enjoying it in the moment is also really fun.
Yes.
And I think that's my beef with some of the people that complain about this stuff is that this year was so fun in college football. Like, you can't deny that there was more than one game that did matter, okay? So it wasn't just your rivalry game that mattered. It was a lot of things. Your conference championship did not matter. But other than that, they all mattered. And it was really fun week to week to watch college football. And the storylines, the narratives were amazing. And I think that's just going to continue because you care about more teams because more teams make the playoff. That's just the nature of it. I mean, none of us would have cared about James Franklin because it's like he lost to Ohio State and then lost a Big Ten championship. But he made a college football playoff. So we talked about it. We watched his team. And he's returning a lot of those guys. Like,
and then he lost another game he shouldn't have lost.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's things that we normally wouldn't talk about or focus on as much, especially covering the sport nationally, that we've continued. Like, we wouldn't have talked about Arizona State. Like, cool, they won the Big 12, and I know they were picked to finish
neat
last,
story.
But, like, it wouldn't have been as big of a deal if that didn't mean you were a playoff spoiler. Clemson.
Clemson was a great
story. I can name
all
the teams that made the playoffs. I lost.
I think, and truly, to see Ryan Day win a championship is cool. I've given him a lot of shit. The internet's giving him endless shit. I thought on Media Day, I was so impressed. Like, A, his suit jacket game is fucking world class. But B, he is to be able to be as calm as he was in that setting and as like giving, I thought, in terms of quotes.
Yes.
About family and things. Like, he could be a bitter asshole.
He can. And there are a lot of
if he wanted to be, because he's been treated like shit.
Yes.
So I'm happy for him.
There are
truly
a lot of people that were in that room that were asking questions to him that have said some pretty terrible things about him and his career and his future. One of my favorite Ryan Day quotes was that someone asked him, he talked about that meeting where it was a truth teller meeting, but he's like, it's good to surround yourself with people who are going to tell you the truth. He's like, who are the biggest truth tellers in your life? And he was like, my wife. So
yeah,
I'm like, you know what? And then, he's just... He's somebody that I have kind of always feel like I've always defended just because of the fact that, like, one, he is a good football coach. Like, we know he's a winner. I think there was that, BRCFB last two champs, Big Ten, taking over the SEC. Okay. Where's the Ryan Day win percentage?
It's a lot.
Instagram changed things around and now looks so weird.
Yeah.
That's
right.
But anyway, there was a stat about his win percentage and like the other coaches that are in that. Okay. So highest win percentage by a head coach, a minimum of 50 games. These are like some of the like all time greats, but they're like from fucking forever though.
Yeah.
And
you've got Ryan Day,
who's got an 87.3% win percentage. Like, that's, you got to give him props. Like, he is a good football coach. That's why it was so frustrating, because I was like, he's winning games. He's not winning the Michigan game. Cool, that matters. But he got a national championship now, and I don't think it's going to be his last. I'm comfortable saying that.
No, I don't either. His players seem to really like him, too.
Yes.
Like, you could tell when a team...
They bought in. They bought in and defended him. They even talked about it in the media afterwards, being like, we got up for our coach because of the fact that people were really giving him a hard time. And that's a huge thing to do. So don't be yawning
like
this.
Dude, it's fucking...
I have been roasting Kramer all weekend, you guys. I really...
1:15 in the morning.
It is 1:15 in the morning. We have to be in our Uber at 7:55 to get to the world's most crowded airport.
And I still have to finish the story.
That's right.
All right. So let's wrap this up shortly. Any other last... takeaways
from the national championship or season overall?
Whatever you want. General CFB takeaways. Could be championship. Could be the season.
Season.
We can reflect on the season next week.
Yeah.
We can give some of our favorite moments.
Yeah. I would say championship-wise, this was probably one of the most talented teams we'll ever see combined together at the college level. And I don't think we appreciated it as much as we should have this year, mostly because they did lose that game. And also they looked pretty beatable at certain points of the year. But this is the roster, like looking at it on paper, this is the team that we thought they could be at the beginning of the season. And I think that's a testament to the nature of expanded playoff, long season. There are certain teams that you're going to be able to tell are built for it, and this one certainly was. But it does take more than that, and I think that's the moral of the story. And I am happy for Ryan Day. I think this is huge. And Ohio State fans are obviously very cruel in some of the comments and stuff, but I feel happy for them in the sense that, like, I also just would not want to have to listen to Michigan fans, and they're still going to have to. But at least you've got this. At least this saves you from, like, a really bitter...
Yeah.
We talked about this with the Lions, too, because they lost. We're like, how sad. Like, this sports breaks your heart. But sometimes it can be magical, and it was magical for Ryan Day, and I'm happy for him.
You know, I'll take a Notre Dame angle at this. We were at an Irish bar. Jesus, that was last night. It feels like it was 5 days ago.
It does feel like it was 5 days ago. Met Shane Gillis.
Shane Gillis showed up, and then it got way too crowded. But he was talking to a Notre Dame fan there. And it's funny, right? He didn't think they had much of a chance, but was very encouraged about the future. And I think more or less was saying that this will awaken a giant. And, you know, the rumor mill was that the team that offered Quinn Ewers $8 million was, in fact, Notre Dame. Which this gentleman more or less, I think, confirmed. I think there's a lot of resources. I think the future is very bright for this team.
There are a lot of resources that are willing to pay to get them there.
The fans have money.
Yes.
They don't need to join a conference.
No. Don't do it until it actually hurts you.
This team's got good soul, good energy. They
Mark Scriman is a true leader.
Yeah. Their offensive line is going to be very good. I think they have options at quarterback, even if they don't go get somebody else. And I think they're going to be fun. I think they're going to be fine. But when you are a team like Notre Dame, you get into this spot, you go up 7-0. And I think, unfortunately, that whatever, you're going to be thinking about that a really long time.
Yeah.
I don't think the opportunities are over, but I think it's much harder when you're not an Ohio State and a Georgia or a Texas now. Because you're going to get more swings at it. Sports are fucking hard, dude. They are. It really does break your heart. But what a year. What a coach. I got to eat some shit on Riley Leonard. I didn't think he was going to be that good. Dude was good. He was the perfect guy for that team, as it turns out.
He was.
And their wide receivers make plays. Oh, man, that's a – even great tonight, house. They could have quit, and they never did. Very fun team to watch.
That one looked like it was getting away. Any other parting thoughts? I do have some random shit when it comes to meeting Shane Gillis. I never go up to, like, really anyone. And there happened to be, like, two Notre Dame people that I went up to with this. Shane Gillis being one of them. The other was Isaac Rochelle, for anyone who's a TikTok person. But it was so funny because we were standing. Like, we were at the bar waiting to leave after the NFL game was over. And to go to the media party. And there was, like, a crowd around. Like, he walked in, and there was, like, immediately a crowd. And when I tell you I've never seen dudes move faster to go see another dude in my life, I was like, whoa. I was the only, like, female person that was approaching Shane Gillis. Like, everybody else is a dude. And they're like, Shane. And I was like, whoa. People are broing out hard. But
people,
I mean, Shane fucking
out
was,
hard.
So, he was great. He was very nice.
He was.
Yeah. Good dude. Especially with the fact that, like, people were literally
time.
Swarming him. Yeah. He was saying hello. He was talking to people. I told him I bought tickets for my fiance and brother-in-law and brother for Christmas to go to his show. So, yeah.
He,
good dude. Probably having a rough
night. Tough night for him.
Probably blacked out right now, which you know what? I would be too.
Great commercial, though. Great commercial.
Great commercial.
Than he did. All right. Well, I'm going to go finish writing.
Okay.
We've got to.
You can tell me when you're done. I'll edit.
The finish line. Thank you, everybody, too, for listening.
Yes.
Thanks to Municipal, obviously, for sponsoring us once again. It's fun. We think about it, we start this in earnest in the summer. We finish this now. It's, you know, almost February. We put a lot into this. We hope you guys enjoy it. We appreciate you guys listening.
Yes.
And now it's time to get back to work. So, all right. And I still have a beer left. All right, here we go. For Paige, I'm Adam. Cheers, y'all. Happy college football season.